Hi, my name is Laura, and today I will be recording a podcast about my father. My father dropped out of school when he was in the third grade, and the person he is now does not resemble this. My mother will be speaking on my father's behalf due to a language barrier. This relates to Julia McKinnon's story in a similar way. She dropped out of high school right before she was about to graduate. The life Julia thought she would live was not the life it turned out to be. She thought that Mr. Wonderful would make her life perfect and that she would not have to worry about a thing, that math and such did not matter in the real world, so that's why she felt the need that it wasn't important. My father is the complete opposite. Although he lacked some education, he proved to the world that there are chances of people who didn't graduate that can make it big in the world. Describe the background.
Well, Yadel de Jesus is 58 years old. Now we are married almost for 19 years. When Yadel was a child, he was in third grade. That's why he explained to me all the time. He needed to wake up very early in the morning, around 3 or 4 in the morning, and go to the river, look for water, come back to the farm, and give the water to the animals, the cows, the sheep, the animals that they have in the farm. Then he needed to take a bath, eat breakfast, go again past the river and go to the school. He said that he was so tired every day going back and forth, you know, from the house to the river to the school, that when he went to the classroom, he chose to sleep during the whole morning. And then he really couldn't learn a lot. He repeated the third grade like 2 times or 3 times, and then he was promoted to the fourth grade. But he never, he never approved the grade. What happened is, in Puerto Rico, he lives in a very countryside of the island. And the family was a very nice family with great principles and very good human beings. They didn't give priority to education. At that time, the most important piece was to have a roof, where to live, and food on the table, because, you know, the life there was very difficult. Then Yadel put them in study. He decided to drop out because he repeated the grades, the first, the second, and the third grades many times, and he decided he didn't want to go to school. Then the father agreed with it, and they didn't send him back.
Was it necessary for him to drop out of school at such a young age?
For him, what was necessary was that he feel that that was the best thing to do. We need to remember, we're talking about a third grade child. He was, I don't know, like a 10-year-old, because we repeat many times. And then, you know, as I say, the parents didn't give to the education a priority or the importance that Yadel and myself will give to education in terms of our children right now.
Do you think he regrets that decision? Why or why not?
He never told me that he regretted the decision in terms of not attending school. But sometimes when we talk, he said that we would like to have some kind of a study, like in mechanic or carpentry or something like that, that he can, you know, work and do. He's passing a lot of trouble looking for jobs in factories and less here in Philadelphia, because he said that he could be a good mechanic.
Did anyone else in our family ever drop out?
I'm not sure about this, but I think at least 2 of the brothers did it. But I also know that some of the sisters, they went to vocational school, and one of them went to university and even completed a master's degree in vocational.
Was there anyone who became successful besides his sister?
Well, one of his sisters was a secretary, or he's a secretary, and the uncle, the Orcides, he is right now a supervisor in one of the Catholic agencies here in Philadelphia. I would say that those two are successful stories in terms of education. The other ones are successful stories in terms of good farmers or good, you know, housewives, but in terms of education, these two.
If he could go back to school, what would he study, or what would he think he is very good in and should, like, try to succeed?
I think he would like mechanic, because your father has a very good ear in terms of the noises of the cars, and he knows what is the problem, but he doesn't know how to fix it. And when Marianne started to be PPN in Philadelphia almost 19 years ago, I proposed him to go for a GED and then, you know, go to an institute for mechanic. But he said that although he would like it, he didn't want to do it because we needed to look for the future of our two kids.
How would he feel if one of or both of his kids drop out of school, even though we are currently in high school?
I'm sure, because we discussed this many times, that he and myself, we are going to be very disappointed if any of our kids decide to leave school. We want them to finish high school, and Gabriel, as you know, he is in a vocational, but if he wants to continue to study more, he has our blessing. And in terms of Laura, she wants to go to university and be a psychologist, and that's what we like for her too. And we're going to do everything in our capacity to help them to have a good future.
Are you proud of your husband, even though he wasn't eight, even though he decided to drop out of school and not return, even when he had the chance?
Yes, I'm very proud of Gabriel. And I'm going to say I'm very proud because he decided not to go back. The parents also didn't motivate him to go back to school. But in his life, he has done many different kind of jobs.
Did you know his whole life story when you first met him?
Part of it. Part of the story I knew. I knew about the third grade. I knew that he didn't go, that he didn't graduate for high school. But I also knew that he was a very hard worker, that always he was working in the farm, and he used to have like his own small business. Basically, he raised the cows, the pigs, the sheep, and then they, you know, he sold the meat around the different farms around, and also in a different town. And he was very good doing that. And also, is what here in America they call the green thumb. He is very good when he's planting, everything grows. And, you know, they could have a lot of good years. Because he was and he is a good farmer. But, you know, we decided to come here to the United States, and it's a different situation. It's a different life situation. Then he has been working in different factories, and because he's a very intelligent man, he learned basically all the different jobs in that factory, and they make him part of the, it's a division called, they test the different products of the factory. His factory was a window factory, and he was very good doing it. And even he never went to, as I say, to school to learn about computers. In that factory, he learned about computers, basic stuff what he did. And the problem was that the factory, you know, the sales went down in terms of the windows, and then they closed that the whole area where he was working.
Did this change your opinion about him in any way?
What? What's going to change my opinion? What?
His level of education.
No, because as I said, I knew since the beginning. And the thing is, a person is more than a level of education. I need to say that because that's what I believe. But I also believe that when a person is young and have the opportunity to go to school, they really need to use that. They really need to go to school and do their best. And then go to university and also graduate. In that way, you know, they can have a better future for themselves and their families in the future.
Do you think if he did get higher in education, that our life as a family would be different?
That's a very difficult question, only because I don't believe in what happened if this happened. What happened if the other thing happened? I believe that my life, our life with Yadel has been a good life. As in any family, sometimes money, you know, is not all there, but we work very hard for it. And you and Gabby always have everything that you need and more, yes, plus more, as you say. And I believe that it's important to study, don't take me wrong. I think it's very important to study and to finish and have a career. But that's not everything in life, especially for the people that come from different backgrounds, you know, that their life was very difficult at that time. Now, believe it or not, life is a lot easier for you and Gabriel, meaning both of you really can focus in studying and graduate and work and then form your own family.
Do you want to say some final words?
Well, I really need to say that although a person is more, what you are as a person is more important, what your degree is in the society that we are living now, in American society, it's very important to study, it's very important to have a degree, because when you go to look for a job, they look for that. They look what degree did you have, what university did you go, and many people, you know, look at you, not because what you are and your values, but what degree do you have. And that's why I want, and the other ones, that you and Gabriel study, you know, whatever you want to study, and Gabriel, whatever he wants to study, because we want that you be the best. You want to be a psychologist? Be a great psychologist and help children. That I know that's what you like, children and adolescents, and that would be great. And I think that all of the youngsters and young, you know, young people like you will be great if, you know, go to university and graduate and have jobs to help other people in the society.
Thank you for listening.